You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has offered a concrete and powerful gesture of solidarity to refugees and prayers to the victims of migration before wrapping up his visit to the Greek island of Lesbos. The decision to offer shelter and care to refugee families who travelled back to Rome with him aboard the papal plane was announced at the end of an intense journey to the island. A six-hour visit marked by many poignant and moving moments included prayers and a tribute to those who have drowned during a ceremony at the Lesbos port of Mytilene. According to the International Organization for Migration, 366 people have died crossing the water from Turkey to Greece since the beginning of this year alone. There are many children and infants amongst the victims. Before even setting foot on Greek soil on Saturday morning, Pope Francis told journalists on the papal plane travelling to Lesbos that this visit was marked by sadness and that he was preparing to visit a cemetery, the sea. After meeting with some refugees in a camp and after having shared the midday meal with a dozen of them of different provenance, the Pope and the leaders of the world's Orthodox Christians and the Church of Greece travelled to the main port in Lesbos and paid tribute to those who have drowned at sea. The three led a minute of silence in front of a crowd of hundreds of people at the port before tossing yellow and white floral wreaths into the waters. Then Francis, Patriarch Bartholomew and Archbishop Hieronymus prayed for all those who have died after leaving their homelands in search of protection and a better life. Though many of their graves bear no name, Francis prayed the Lord, "To you each one is known, loved and cherished."
Da te ognuno è conosciuto, amato e prediletto.
And invoking God's tender closeness, he said, "We seek a world where none are forced to leave their home and where all can live in freedom, dignity and peace." Francis's prayer also called for an awakening from the slumber of indifference.
Destaci dal sonno dell'indifferenza.
And for the opening of our eyes to the suffering of so many. Inspire us as nations, communities and individuals, he prayed, to see that those who come to our shores are our brothers and sisters, that we may recognize that together, as one human family, we are all migrants journeying in hope to you, our true home. The brief but intense visit concluded with a powerful gesture and example of solidarity for the eyes of an indifferent world. Three refugee families from Syria, including six children, boarded the plane with Francis, destination Rome. The Vatican says it will support them financially, and they will be cared for by the St. Egidio community, which has worked out a program with the Italian government to grant refugees humanitarian visas to live in Italy while their asylum applications are being processed. I'm Linda Bordoni.